Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Anyway. Knowledge is power.
It's not rocket science.
Yes, I love it. Thank
you. Got a little
you.
Upgrade.
Oh, I love it. Oh,
tried
my
to do it last week, and sometimes I click things and nothing happens.
You were
and
hitting
then,
the button and it wasn't going.
And then I go to the next release.
It's not rocket science, Annie.
Yeah. It isn't rocket science, which is why I expect it to work.
That worked.
That one worked. Yeah, every once in a while I'll have a drop that I really want to hit, and it's a timing thing.
Yeah.
And then I think you did this to me once. You're like, you should have played blah, blah, blah. I'm like,
I tried. Yeah, that's right.
I clicked the button and it still didn't do
you're
anything.
Right, you're right,
I don't know
right.
what to do. Kind of mad
well,
about it.
We're slaves to technology today.
Oh, we are. Have we talked about marketable skills post EMP with you before?
Not specifically. Okay. I think I've heard this conversation before. It's awesome.
Let me preface this because every time I think about it, I consider immediately quitting what I'm doing and learning how to sew, which might sound as like a waste of my time. I love doing what I do. I hope to be able to do what I'm doing for decades to come. But modern warfare, like people talk about, like not necessarily modern, but the future of warfare, which is probably much more modern than, well, Katie and I know. You probably know, Gabe.
I'm aware.
Crap. So how should I leave and go learn how to sew right now?
Well, it might be a good hobby to pick up.
Talk to me about an EMP. Tell me like, talk to me like I don't know what an EMP is since I don't. I know what it does, but explain it.
Well, I mean, well, how deep of an explanation?
No, I can't.
most EMPs that humans can generate come from nuclear explosions.
Does it stand for electromagnetic pulse?
It does.
It does?
Yes. Yes.
That's like in my mind, like I just assume that it does. And then someone's like, oh no. And then they say words that aren't even the language.
Well, the big fear is even a low yield nuclear explosion can cause an EMP. So if you get one of these in the upper atmosphere, you
power
get,
surge?
Yeah. Well, it basically it sends a power surge through your circuit.
For you.
And
simple
it,
minds.
It yeah, fries everything. It will not come back on kind of thing. So it's not like lightning strike and it's like, oh no, power went down, hit the you know,
unplug it and plug,
yeah,
it,
unplug
back
it
in.
And plug it back in.
That's there are gonna be so many people like, did you try to unplug it? See, we'll do it for 10 seconds. Count 10. One Mississippi.
Dude. I've never actually used a circuit box before.
Husbands and wives all across the area are going to just be like
screaming at each other the whole
time.
I said
to do it like this. And then they go do it and they're like,
it's not working.
And the husband standing back there with his arms crossed and this look of vindication that is about to happen after 10 Mississippi and nothing happens.
See, I think an EMP is a situation where you want the good news first and then the bad news.
I'm just saying.
There's a good news.
Are you Facebook.com/Annie Fry Show? We have a poll. This is the most important thing of the day. Are you a give me the good news first type of a person or a bad news first type of person?
I'm a bad news first.
Because obviously.
Yes.
I mean,
hey, if you burn me first and then give me the salve. That's kind of how it works, right?
Okay.
You know?
Everything sounds cool when you say it. So back to the EMP. When an EMP, if somebody were to create a situation where a massive EMP, electromagnetic pulse, is delivered or launched or whatever, what happens? Everything fries.
Yeah. And
how do you get
really,
power back?
Really, the issue would be is if it hit the power grid specifically, because then the power grid is down. You basically have to start over. You have
go to the store and get a new power grid?
You got
to
build a new power grid. Yeah.
You say you as in somebody who apparently is standing behind you.
What?
Well, more like guys like, you know, me and guys at Spire, we got to build a new power grid. So that's really what the danger is. That's why it's scary to everybody, is because, you know, it's kind of a, it's a power outage. It'll be back in a few hours, at most a few days. We have to rebuild this power station.
Okay, so just to give people more...
Lay new wires, things like that, yeah.
More context as to why I'm asking Gabe about this and why I am considering leaving before 3 p.m., like I said, to learn how to sew, not with a pedal that causes the machine to run on its own. Mm-hmm. I'm going to have to learn how to do it completely manually. You professionally do what?
Well, I am an engineer. I am qualified, you know, by education to be an engineer in aeronautics and astronautics. So technically, I am a rocket scientist.
Technically, you're a rocket scientist.
That's what my
all the smart questions.
That's what my degree from MIT says.
One of the men in black.
Sort of.
He can use the flashy thing at your face.
You'll forget everything.
Did you flashy thing at me?
Man, I would like to have a flashy thing every once in a while.
Oh, me that too. Would be beautiful.
So an electromagnetic pulse goes out. The power grid is fried and you have to rebuild it.
We have to rebuild.
Do we have, like, can we just make that happen?
Crap! It's a very post-apocalyptic kind of situation that's going to happen. And now I'm not really clear on how our grid is set up, but conceivably we're separated enough that, you know, the entire country wouldn't go out if, you know, let's say the main power grid in California went down. But
do you need power to create power?
Yes.
Crap.
Oh, snap.
So
think about it this way. The power grid is running our oil refineries, our pumps, you know, all of those things are running currently on the electrical power grid. So you can't even start up your truck unless you get some oil and gas in it, right? Mm-hmm. Well, now you need some way to get the oil and the gas. So, you know,
how long would something like that take if you had the materials? If, like, you hypothetically,
so if half the country works and half the country doesn't, how long till the other half is back up?
Correct.
Years. Months, years.
5 to 7 business days.
Well, and it depends on what we're talking about, too, because we're
Amazon spread
out.
Prime
we're
still very, ship in 2 days?
We're very spread out in this country. I mean, consider that, you know, there are countries in Europe that are the size of U.S. states.
Yeah.
So
smaller.
Yeah. Yeah, smaller than U.S. states. The people that are kind of spread out in all these areas are going to have to concentrate. I mean, really, what would probably happen, let's say an EMP hits the West Coast because, you know, somehow North Korea manages to do something terrible.
They're probably aiming for something else.
Yeah. They were aiming for the ocean and accidentally hit.
Oh, crap, it's going for California!
Oh, no! No! And that's the last thing you hear out of North Korea.
Then
absolute silence. But, you know, let's say that happens. The only choice you have is either to decide to live off the grid or move inland. Those are your choices for the next few years.
What are you doing?
Me? I could go.
He's living in his bunker that has power because he can create things with his own hands.
Well, if you have something protected by a Faraday cage, then you would be protected from an EMP.
A
Faraday cage.
So, what?
So it's basically just a way to divert the energy away from the sensitive thing.
So after the impact, over.
Yeah, okay.
So if you survive the impact of whatever hits and blows the power out.
Sure.
If something is managed to survive that, it's okay.
It's for
no,
a
like,
while.
Radiation.
Yeah. Like,
dang.
If
you
if,
laugh at me like...
Well,
like, you think that was a dumb question.
No, it's not a dumb question. It really depends on what we're talking about here, because EMPs come from, like I said, nuclear weapons.
Mm-hmm.
If the intended point of delivering the nuclear weapon was to use the destructive power of the nuke, it's going to explode a lot closer to the ground, and there will be destruction. There will be an irradiated zone. There will all those kind of things. If the point was to get the EMP, which has a larger effect and actually, you know, probably would cripple us more than, you know, like hitting a city with a nuke, then that would be an upper atmosphere explosion. You wouldn't get all of those, you know, destructive and radiation effects, but you would get the EMP. And in my view, the way our society is structured, the EMP would be a worse deal.
Mm. Tony?
Man, oh man, what do you think?
I'm just over here building my Vidro shield.
What's it called?
Faraday cage.
My Faraday cage.
He goes, well, if you haven't protected by a Faraday cage.
Who doesn't have a Faraday cage? I've got four of them.
Captain America's shield.
Do they have
fine.
Generic versions of those that I can afford? I'm going to go get one of those at Club Store Outlet.
You got to get one in Canada.
Yeah, no kidding.
It's cheaper.
Four Faraday
Tony,
cages.
You're totally living off the grid. Are you?
You can fish.
With your family?
Currently, am I living off the grid? Yes. I am. Yes, I am living off the grid.
No, if it happens, if an EMP strikes this weekend and you're forced to migrate to a
safe area,
a place on the other side of the country, and you're traveling with your family and little James and everything, are you traveling or are you like, we're eating fish tonight?
We're eating fish tonight. I feel like I would be...
Are you living off the grid and Christine and the kids are not?
I would be a little bit... We would be a little bit better off than some, but we would not be like...
But you wouldn't try to make your life... Really good.
Oh, would I? No.
I'm saying, would you seek to migrate to... If it was across the country. So as Gabe was saying before, likely part... You know, you could have like half or a third of the country that
would be
affected, and then you'd have to maybe travel from here to Utah or something. Would you
to get back to power?
To get back to power,
yeah.
Would you immediately be like,
yeah, we would probably try to get back to power. Yeah. I mean, I would be okay for a while
if you were a bachelor.
But I don't think my wife would.
If you were a bachelor,
yeah, we would. I would stick it out.
Me and all my girls.
Well, I'd stick it out.
Well, part of the thing too is that once the gas spigot shuts off, now all transportation in and out of the area kind of starts going down, right? Mm-hmm. Your Sam's Clubs and your Schnucks aren't going to carry diapers after a while. So you're probably either you're going to go to the cloth diapers that you're going to wash in the creek.
Just go pantsless. Mm-hmm. I mean, everybody. What's going on
nationwide?
Oh, you know, just an EMP. One of those neighborhoods. My family's going to be living in an off-the-grid nudist colony. Of five people until my kids get over.
You got
there,
that one
like,
guy
I'm
who said, "Is it EMP?" Starts ripping off his clothes.
So it's what I've been waiting for.
Yes,
I heard this is what you're supposed to do. I listened to the Andy Fried show. They said, "Take off your clothes immediately." There's going to be six people in St. Louis immediately stripped down to nothing.
Running around
people
the park.
Around were like, what are you doing?
And my opinion is, it's weird.
I don't know. It's what Annie Fry's. Annie
safe
who?
Now. I'm
what?
Safe now.
What
I'm
was
safe.
She talking about? Who gave her a... Good grief.
They had an MIT scientist on.
He said,
get naked.
He told us. Get naked.
You know what? If there is an EMP, that's what I'm doing.
Take off your clothes.
You might as well. Just breathe freely.
There are no rules.
314-241-9797. Shirts. Shirt required.
Put your undies back on.
No pants.
No service.
Underwear. No problem. EMP time. Make bumper stickers for your cars that aren't going to go anywhere. 314-241-9797. Let's get to Ellen's phone call. Ellen, thanks for calling the show.
Hi. I love to listen to your show, of course. And we have done some research into the EMP stuff, and we have batteries protected. We have some food and water put away. But I am at a loss as what we could do for our cars to protect them, because I was of the opinion that you couldn't drive your car after an EMP.
Gabe's face is not looking promising right now.
Well, I'm sorry to tell you that
you
because...
you put a horse
next to the car.
In front of the car.
Feed it.
And tie it to the bumper.
Put it in neutral.
And that's
the best you got. No, honestly, yes. The problem is our cars these days are very, very much electronically controlled. So the thing is all of the electrical systems on your car will be down and not recoverable. So, you know, that fuel injection that makes our car so fuel efficient right now, as opposed to the carburetor from the old days, that fuel injection system is down.
When did that fully change?
That had to be...
I have a 2006 Freestar.
Okay, nope.
No!
you got to go back to like the 80s
and 90s. Are you saying that minivan is a thing of the future? Because it's looking like my near past, that's for sure.
No, you need like a 68... something or other.
So they're going to be the only people who are going to be driving
are the
people driving around with slicked back hair and cigarettes in their sleeves.
It's the classic car guys. Yeah, those collectors will be
driving around going, suckers.
I'll say this though, they'll only be able to drive so long as the fuel supply in this region lasts, because no fuel will be coming in because you don't have any electrical pumps moving the fuel into the trucks, and the trucks aren't can't operate to deliver them to the gas stations, and the gas stations can't pump them out,
Ellen,
so you got nothing.
You need to get a horse.
Yeah.
All right.
Well,
I mean, you got a decision.
That's not going to get me to my mother-in-law, who's in a nursing facility, and we would like to be able to retrieve her.
Yeah.
So
you need to get two horses. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, maybe
or buggy.
If you build a Faraday cage into your garage and keep your car in the garage, maybe.
One of those. Yeah. All right. Thanks for the call, Ellen. It's great to talk to you. Let's get to Homer. Homer, thanks for calling the show.
Hi, how's it going?
I'm good. How are you?
So is there anything other than a nuclear weapon that would create an EMP?
Are you asking Katie or are you asking Gabe?
I've got an answer for you, Sonny.
Not ones that we are aware of, to be weaponized. I mean, in terms of a weaponized EMP, as far as I'm aware, that's the main thing. There are anti-electronic weapons that are out and various companies are working on that can shut down electronics. I'm not exactly sure what they're doing that would make it analogous to an EMP. So those may not work the same.
The most likely incident is with a nuclear.
Most likely. I mean, at least in terms of the large area, area of effect sort of situations, war effect. Yeah, that we're talking nuclear weapons.
Yeah,
there are kind of tactical weapons that are out there. Like there's a cruise missile that has a microwave pulse device that could shut down like a building.
That sounds scary. Homer, do you care if I ask you how old you are?
37.
When your voice came on and I said Homer, I was not expecting. I don't know if that's your real name or if it's an inherited generational name, but I love it.
It's inherited.
I love it. Well, thank you so much for calling and thanks for listening. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Yep.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.